This is AFCast, the video game podcast. And here's your host, Malcolm Shever.
2020 was a very interesting year for video games and video game companies alike. And it all led up to 2021. 2021, in my opinion, is completely up in the air. So, if you couldn't tell already, this week on AFCast, we are talking about upcoming games and updates in 2021. Alright, so like I said in the intro, 2021 is very up in the air, especially in my opinion, because there haven't been a lot of, like, fully confirmed release dates yet, kind of more like, in general, quarter releases, or just it's going to happen sometime in 2021, which means that for sure some games are going to be delayed. You can pretty much guarantee that much. And I'm assuming that some games are also going to be releasing later than they are meant to be originally releasing. So there's going to be a lot of weirdness going on this year, and I'm not entirely sure if the gaming community is going to be happy about it. So I'm going to talk about kind of like the main games that I'm excited for, and some other people might be excited for as well that is coming out. I won't be reaching everything, and I'm assuming that you guys will also have some games that you will want or that you are looking forward to this year, not that you necessarily want. I mean, I guess you will want them since you're looking forward to them, but whatever, I'm rambling now. But make sure that you do comment in this episode what games, if I missed any, that you are also looking forward to today, or even games that you agree with me on that you are looking forward to as well in 2021. So I'm going to start off with the ones that we have actual dates for. But like I said before, these dates could change very, very quickly. And a couple of these are quarters as well. So if you don't know what quarters are, essentially video games are split up into four quarter releases. I think it's the same thing with movies and TV shows, though I don't know. So essentially the first quarter is the first 3 months of the year, the second quarter is the second 3 months of the year, and it goes on for, you know, the rest of the year. So for the very first quarter, Halo Infinite is supposed to be releasing in the first quarter. They haven't released an actual release date because it was supposed to release in quarter four of last year. So they still haven't given a release date, and for all we know, it could actually be pushed back to quarter two, which would suck. I hope we don't get it delayed basically a full year from when it was originally supposed to release, because that would absolutely suck. But I'm very looking forward to Halo Infinite. It has been a very hyped game recently, especially after the huge gameplay demo that was mixed with an actual cinematic demo as well. And it didn't get the highest of praises, mainly because I don't think their gameplay demo was fully fleshed out, which I think is partially also why it was delayed, because I think it was a bit rushed. And so I'm very looking forward to it, just because mainly it's Halo, and they also are planning on having this like huge 10-year plan thing that a lot of these games are doing recently. So I'm interested to see kind of what their roadmap is when they release Halo Infinite, if they're going to release a roadmap. That seems to be a mainly Ubisoft type thing to do. So another game that is going to be coming out in the first quarter is Hitman 3. So this one actually has a release date, and that is January 20th. Hitman is a very popular stealth series. Personally, I really like it. I'm a very big fan of stealth. So I'll definitely be keeping my eyes out on this one. There's nothing too specific to say about this one, because it's pretty much just another Hitman game where there's a little bit of lore added to the game and just more targets to kill, essentially. And a couple other games I'm looking forward to, this is actually in quarter two. Both of these are in May. So the first one we have is Deathloop, which is May 21st, which I think is an absolutely interesting concept. Where two assassins are basically stuck in a time loop with each other, constantly trying to assassinate each other, which is very interesting. I'm not entirely sure what the full lore is behind that, but I'm interested to learn more, that is for sure. And then we also have Far Cry 6, which has probably one of the most badass villains ever known in TV show or video game history at this point. That will be coming out May 26th. A lot of people are looking forward to that. There's not a lot of actual information that was given out about Far Cry 6 besides, you know, the fact that this new villain is someone that everyone absolutely loves as an actor in the famous TV show Breaking Bad. So everyone's really looking forward to that game, especially after the huge release of Far Cry 5 and their brilliant villains. I really enjoyed that game, and I'm hoping I'll enjoy this one too. So another quarter two game that's just in general quarter two is LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. I personally am excited for this because I've always been a fan for LEGO games. LEGO Star Wars is, I think, my first video game that I ever really played. And I think I played either the Complete Saga or the Clone Wars. I don't remember which one I played first, but I remember loving both of them. I've actually gone back and played them. I've even played the Force Awakens one that came out. So I'm really looking forward to the Skywalker Saga LEGO Star Wars video game. And like I said, that will be releasing in quarter two. All right, so some other games that we don't have some definite, definite release dates on. One of them is Resident Evil Village. I'm not a huge Resident Evil fan, but I know that Resident Evil is a huge series. It feels like it's very redundant, in my opinion. But that's how a lot of series go that last this long. So I guess you have to give them some slack. And I honestly don't really have much information about this game because it doesn't interest me too much. I've never been a big fan of the Resident Evil series. So one game I am super looking forward to, though, is Horizon Forbidden West. I have absolutely loved and torn through the game of Horizon Zero Dawn. I have hit every nook and cranny in that game. I even said Forza because I was thinking Forza Horizon. Horizon Forbidden West just looks so beautiful. And once again, we get to see amazing landscape, and we get to see our main heroine actually just journey through an entirely new map with hopefully new dinosaurs. I think there were some in the trailer. I don't remember. I haven't watched it recently. I'll have to rewatch that after I'm done making this episode. And so it looks amazing, and I can't wait to play it, especially since it left us on a huge cliffhanger back in 2016. So I'm glad that they're coming out with a new game 5 years later. I was really hoping every single year at E3, I'm always looking out for the next Horizon game. And when it finally came out, all of my friends looked at me to see what my reaction was, because it was great. Well, I mean, I guess they didn't literally look at me because it happened at the PlayStation conference this year, and, you know, coronavirus and everything, everyone just kind of watched it online, but everyone was asking me essentially what my reaction was to that. Because we were all talking in chat and stuff. But another game that seems very interesting to me, I haven't looked into it very much, but it is called Hogwarts Legacy. And this is actually set in the 1800s, which is kind of why it interests me, is because of the time period. I think it's supposed to be completely canon, actually. So I'm really interested to see where they take the Harry Potter universe in the 1800s, especially since we already have the main Harry Potter series, and then also what is the new series of movies, Mystical Beasts, I think is what it's called. So it's kind of interesting to see how all of those things will connect together in this ever-growing universe. And another big thing that is coming out soon is Bloodlines 2. I personally know that one of my friends is really looking forward to this game. Either that, or they just really liked the trailer. I honestly don't remember which one it was, but I figured I would give it a shout out because of how interested my friend was in it. And then we also have Dying Light 2, which looks amazing to me, mainly because of the parkour mechanics. I haven't seen any parkour mechanics like that except for Assassin's Creed, and it mainly interested me then because of the parkour. And it was before I even played any Assassin's Creed game, so it especially interested me then. It still interests me now because, you know, it adds zombies in, adds a bunch of different factions together. It's basically a choose-your-own-adventure story with hundreds, if not thousands, of outcomes of how the story can end up. Like, you can end up choosing to negotiate with other factions or just outright slaughter the other faction, which is really interesting because You have storylines to get water to your faction or food or keeping zombies away or anything like that. At least I'm assuming based off of the gameplay and cinematic trailer for the game. Actually, I think it was mainly gameplay, if only gameplay. But yeah. And another, like, more hinted at release than any, like, trailer or anything like that is God of War Ragnarok. So I don't think Ragnarok is entirely guaranteed yet. I honestly don't know. It's kind of just what I saw somewhere. But Ragnarok sounds awesome for a title, for one thing. And a lot of people enjoyed the God of War series and the most recent God of War title on the PS4. So I'm assuming that a lot of people are looking out for this new God of War release. I personally have not played any God of War games yet. I'm really looking forward to, just sadly, there are so many games I want to get to, honestly. And so many games that are currently releasing more content to grind out. So it kind of sucks, but it's also kind of awesome how ever-growing our video game libraries can grow, and how little time we have to actually play through those libraries. But yeah, so for my racing fans, we have Gran Turismo 7. I know I don't do racing very much in this AFcast podcast, but Gran Turismo 7 is pretty much going to be the top upcoming racing game of this year, at least until Forza decides to come out with the game. I'm assuming that will either come out at the end of the year or next year for Forza. I have no idea for Gran Turismo 7. I don't think they've released an official release date for it yet. And then recently I have played a drama slash personality game called Night in the Woods. It was really good. I'd recommend it. I'm pretty sure it came out in like 2017 or 2018. I honestly don't know which. But it reminded me of the upcoming drama or personality game Goodbye Volcano High. And honestly, now I'm a little bit hyped for it because I've started really getting into these personality games personally. Haha. So this is something that I am also looking forward to this year. So to move on from actual games, a couple things that I'm mainly looking forward to. We have two roadmaps that I've now looked at. We have the Division 2 roadmap, which is taking down Fei Lao in the newest Manhunt. We've already had a couple targets actually release, but the main Manhunt has been in 2021. So it's kind of exciting because Fei Lao has been a huge part of the Division's history in the past two games. I honestly don't know where she fits in Tom Clancy's actual novels. I don't know if she's in there or not. But this is a very interesting betrayal. And the more and more they release on her, the more and more interesting the story gets, especially after we took down Aaron Keener somewhat recently, at the beginning of last year, I believe is what it was. I think it's a couple months from now, last year, if that makes sense. And then another roadmap I looked at from Ubisoft as well, and Tom Clancy as well, actually, is Rainbow Six Siege. So when I was looking at this, I don't think an official roadmap has actually been released. But one thing that I have seen showing around a lot recently for Rainbow Six that I think is official is one operator per season instead of the usual two, which is very interesting. It's an interesting approach. I think it's because this year they really want to focus on fixing their game, but at the same time, they're kind of slowing down their goal to reach 100 operators because their goal at the beginning of the, at the beginning of the production of Rainbow Six was to actually come out with 100 operators total, so 50 on attack and 50 on defense, which is a very high goal, especially since the more and more you release, the more and more people actually will get turned off of the game because of how steep of a learning curve it becomes, and so I have a feeling that some new game modes might come out that are actually like official game modes, not just limited time, that might actually reduce the amount of operators that you play with. Either that, or they might actually make some kind of system for certain operators not being available for a certain amount of time so people can get used to it. Either that, or they can have some kind of actual like training mode where each operator can sort of have their own training, so people can get used to everything. because right now, if you join into Rainbow Six right now, it is going to be confusing as hell, but at least it won't be as confusing as if you were to join the game after they released all of the operators that they want to release. Not to mention 100 operators. I don't know how you come up with that amount of ideas for operators. Like, it seems crazy to me. Like, I still can't think of more operators to come out with based off of the ones that we have now, which I think is why the actual operators' gadgets are becoming more and more OP as they come out, because they're just like, they're like, we need new ideas, so we need to go for some more outlandish stuff rather than some more realistic stuff like a jammer that you put on the ground as mute, or some mustard gas that you throw at people. So it's becoming a clusterfuck, essentially. And so I think Rainbow Six is really trying to focus on their game now, considering how many people they lost this past year because of how messed up their game was. So I think they're really trying to slow it down this year, make sure they get everything right, which I think is where the one operator a season idea comes from. And maybe they'll start picking up speed again halfway through the year or partway through the year at some point. But we'll just have to see. And then I'm assuming we're also going to have some new content updates for like Destiny 2, Warframe, World of Warcraft, basically all these games that are currently keeping up with themselves at the moment. So probably even Fortnite as well. Apex Legends will have a new season most likely. Actually, probably a couple new seasons, because they do a lot of seasons in a year. So a lot of new stuff coming out. It's all kind of in the air though at the moment. So we don't really have a lot of stuff actually mapped out and confirmed for the most part. We kind of just have a base idea of what the hell is going on this year. And I think even then it's a little bit fuzzy. So we'll kind of have to see how all this plays out. I might do some kind of update episode or something like that once stuff starts to solidify, but I highly doubt it, because I'm guessing this year might start moving quickly in terms of gaming, especially once the vaccine for coronavirus starts getting around more and production starts to ramp up a lot more for video games, which is why I think everything is so thrown up in the air right now, because I think 2020, a lot of companies were just trying to throw out content to keep people interested in hard times. And now I think this year they've kind of hit a brick wall with all of their content because of how much production has slowed down from them trying to focus on content for their current games instead of content for upcoming games. Not to mention that they've had to have less workers working on stuff for upcoming games since coronavirus, which is also probably why we don't have actual release dates yet, which completely makes sense. I'm not trying to put anyone down. I'm not trying to put any companies down for having this. I think it's way better safe than sorry, especially since, you know, you're making our video games, man. You got to stay healthy. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Once again, let me know what you're looking forward to in 2021. And also make sure that you check in the description for my YouTube channel, because I'm going to be trying to release more podcast videos now, hopefully. And also make sure that you check out my Twitch, my social media, basically all the other stuff I do as AF Community and AF Cast. But besides that, game on.
Find AF Cast on Instagram and Twitter at AF Community for any updates on future podcast episodes. If you want to join the community Discord, find the link in the description or on the website afcommunity.com.